This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. He was the captain of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Sorry, I'm just a little traveler through the woods, and I would like to come upon your house and use your beds and eat your porridge.
Please don't come upon our house.
I never apologize for being a little traveler. What does the sign say?
The sign says, no solicitors.
It says, please don't come upon our house.
There's too much on our house already.
Oh, yeah. What happened here?
So we got basically, I mean, this sucks, but you're familiar with like gingerbread houses, right? And how the glue is like the icing.
Hold on. Yes.
Okay, great.
So we got sold this bill of goods. Basically, this shoddy contractor doesn't know how to make a gingerbread house. And it's basically... the whole place is basically glued together with this stuff.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh. We got horny. Blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, blah, blah, blah. Tale of its time.
Not our fault. We just bought a house. It's expected that we'd
be a little weary
horny.
Traveler.
I'm sorry, Mama Bear. Your blah, blah, blahs weren't really doing any heavy lifting. It was as if I said, my name is blah, blah, blah. Garrett, blah, blah, blah.
I'm sorry.
I'm 6 foot, blah, 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 too.
Thank
Garrett?
You for cutting off all your boring parts of your story. I really appreciate that.
Garrett, is it?
Yes, Garrett.
How dare you call her Mama Bear?
Oh, I'm sorry.
How did you even know this? Did you go through our mail?
I'm reading her name tag. It says Mama B. I assume the B was for Bear.
Lucky she name works... tag.
Yeah. And she works at Mama B's.
Yeah.
Oh, what is Mama B's? Is that a pastry shop?
Blah, blah, blah. It's a place where we eat bears. Blah, blah, blah.
You eat bears?
Do you need something?
Yes, I need to sleep in a bed and eat and sup your porridge.
All right, well, all we have is riddles. Is that okay?
Ugh.
Okay, never mind.
All
bye.
Right, never mind. We were doing you a... Jesus Christ. Unbelievable.
Adel, Biden's a
America.
Real dick was at the door. His name was Garrett, and he was 5'11".
Are you sure it's 5'11"?
Yeah, he didn't say 6'2".
Sure, yeah.
He's more 5'11".
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
eyeballed him.
Since I am busted and you read my name tag, I am Adel Rafai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And welcome once again to
welcome
your
weary travelers.
Riddle for the week.
Yes, this is for your week. We do not recommend you binge more than one episode a week. If you do, we cannot be responsible for side effects such as...
brain bleeding.
Hair growth.
Hemorrhage.
Blah, blah, blah.
Hamburgerage.
It'll break your brain, blah,
if you
blah,
eat
blah.
This whole episode real quick, right after you listen to it, you're fucked for a week.
You can't swim.
Do it, I guess.
We're talking
if you want to be fucked.
Aneurysms. We're talking voyeurisms.
Speaking of voyeurism, we have a very special guest today on the show. Please welcome a very dear, near and dear friend of mine, my co-host with the Mo-host on the Bill Buds podcast.
Bill Buds.
That's a different podcast that I run with a different Johnny. This is Johnny O'Mara. Johnny, welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. It was so challenging to keep quiet during that introduction while I was eating all of that cum.
Oh, right.
While I was waiting outside.
Well, I appreciate it.
Too hot.
Well, again, don't eat at all. We have a whole hour to do. So,
Well, the door was just stuck shut. I had to eat enough to get
That's
in.
That's true. Just to eat enough to get in.
Fair enough.
Got to get that bill bod, huh?
Well, Johnny, welcome to the show. Adel and Aaron both said, why haven't you ever had Johnny on the show? And I said, you know what? I guess I forgot to ask.
Which is what you want to hear.
This is going to be
exactly what you want to hear.
Keep
what?
Not replying to my emails. I'm always emailing you asking to be on the show.
This is one of the most refreshing episodes to record because this is the first time we haven't had to explain JPC to anybody. Normally, people be like, okay, so he That's seems true. Like he's a chaotic evil, but he's more like a good neutral. It's very confusing.
Mm-hmm. And Aaron, correct me if I'm wrong, you'll still have to apologize for me at the end of the episode.
Oh, of
correct?
Course.
Okay.
It wouldn't be you if I didn't.
Yeah, sign a waiver. Johnny, what is your, we know your relationship with JPC. What is your relationship with riddles and puzzles?
So growing up, I often at the Scholastic Book Fair would get a riddle book. It was like a riddle book, a joke book, and a book of Garfield comics. And those were like the three things.
We call that, yeah, we call that the Holy Trinity. In yeah.
The three pillars of comedy. Continue.
And also a book about Michael Jordan's life.
So I would often be sort of sat in the corner in class reading riddles. And they're not riddles, but it's riddle adjacent, I feel like. But I've always been a big fan of just like trivia and like Trivial Pursuit, which is riddles that you memorize.
Yeah, it's really, I guess, riddles that you memorize is a good way to say that because it is like, it's facts, right? Like, I think trivia is more facts and riddles is more tricks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Since you're like a memorizing facts person, would you ever do like a Jeopardy or are you like a bar trivia guy? Where do you shine?
I like to watch Jeopardy and I feel like I do well at home, you know, an armchair Jeopardy contestant. Feel like I do pretty well. I do like bar trivia, but I haven't been to a bar in, you know, 2 years.
Right.
Sure. I like trivia, but to me it's frustrating because I equate it to riddles and puzzles or like lateral thinking problems are like cooking where it's like even if you don't know exactly what you're doing you can kind of figure it out, you can kind of piece something together, a little dash here and there, and eventually you have something edible. Trivia to me is like baking where it's like if you don't know what you're doing there's no way what's coming out of the oven is edible. It's pure science. Like there's no sort of like let me try this while I'm baking, let me add 2 cups of olive oil, like you're gonna ruin whatever's cooking. So to me, it's the difference between cooking and baking.
And Johnny, yeah. You bake as well, right?
I do. And I memorize every single ingredient. Ask me an ingredient.
Baking what is powder. Butter? Yeah.
Yep, knew that one.
The holy trifecta. Adel just once, I would love for you when you're doing an analogy that is cooking and baking for you to describe cooking and be like, and then trivia is like picking a shit. It sucks. You just want to get it over with. My cooking.
You
and
do.
Taking
you
a
do
shit.
Have to be pretty exact though, or else it is bad.
Yes. Yeah. Trust me. I'm in it's bad 3 times a day, guys. So I know a little something about trivia. Well, Johnny, we on the show, Hey Riddle, I forgot we added that second one in about 2019. We really like to just get into it. We like to fucking, we don't really love to stand on ceremony. We like to get into these riddles and we like to encourage our guests to do their best. Now, usually the guests are much better than us, the hosts, because our brains are completely broken. So it's really, really nice to just get a fresh brain in here. But we're going to start off with some easier riddles, like warm-up riddles. These are just to get kind of the brain juices flowing a little bit. So here's a riddle submitted by Maggie from Philadelphia. Thank you so much, Maggie. And Maggie starts the email, hey there, Adel. Well, Maggie, you fucked up because it isn't Adel. It's JPC. So Maggie writes, here's a riddle I was given when I was in 7th grade during our project awareness class, my school's version of Gifted and Talented. Weird name, huh? What do you guys think? Weird name? Project Awareness?
Project Awareness? That sounds
confusing.
Like that sounds like an X-Men initiative. It sounds like Charles Xavier kind of pieced to cobble together the 10 best like young mutants.
Well, I would like to see a scene.
Of course.
JPC and Johnny, you guys are 2 superheroes and you're coming together to create a superhero school and it becomes very clear that one of you wants to use it for good and one of you wants to use it for evil.
Number one, no homework. Come on. I mean, everybody hates homework, right? Why are we making these kids do homework?
What else are they going to do to fill their time?
I mean,
we got to keep these kids busy.
We'll design a whole curriculum. We get this whole. This is a mansion, okay? We can come up with a bunch of different stuff to do in this mansion.
Yeah, but if they live in the mansion, that automatically makes it homework.
Fuck, because it'll be their home and mm-hmm. they'll be working at home. Okay, okay. So you said it. Nobody could live in the mansion. It's tents outside.
Okay, we'll get tents. We'll get tents.
That's your home. The yes. Oh, wait. So we got mutants. Mutant kids living in tents on the grounds.
Excuse me, Corn Boy here, reporting for duty.
Corn Boy, clean this place up. We hired you as a janitor 2 weeks ago. Oh, the kids are going to be here any minute.
I thought that was a joke. I'm really supposed to just clean?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hold on. Corn Boy, what did you think that was? What did you think was going to happen? You thought you were going to, what, be a student here?
Yes, learn to be a superhero. Fight crime. Fight sentinels.
What is your corn powers? What does that even entail?
Okay, so my corn powers are: every July I grow 8 inches. Then I shed my husk, and I can take
tall.
No. No.
Oh,
okay.
Wink. Wink. Why?
Then I shed my husk, and I can use my kernels to throw at people, and they explode.
The kernels or the people?
Okay,
it's the kernels. If you have to say, it's the kernels.
Just buy corn. I could just buy corn.
Fine. I'll get back to cleaning, sirs. My apologies.
What do you mean back to cleaning?
This whole place hasn't been cleaned once, so I'm not paying you for the 2 weeks you weren't here.
God damn it.
Yeah. Okay, that didn't explode.
Damn it.
Was it, are you not in season yet? Are your powers seasonal?
No, I think that people have to be hot enough.
That's like, they're like four dudes then. That's it.
Well, it's like popcorn. They explode.
Well, I get it. I'm just saying there are like four dudes hot enough.
Yeah,
four fire bodies or whatever.
You wait, hold on. You think that he's not hot enough? My associate here, Dr. Very
Horny.
Good Body.
Oh.
I'm sorry. He was saying my name. Please. My superhero name is just Horny. This is Dr. Very Good Body. I'm Horny.
Please, Dr. Very Good Body is my father.
Same.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that's one way to create a supervillain. Tell him that he's a janitor.
Oh,
and that
God.
His powers are lame.
I would love to go up against a supervillain that throws little pieces of corn at me.
Yeah, I think I could take him.
That's a walk in the park. Mm-hmm. I think Project Awareness sounds fake, but all school is fake. So how about that, Maggie from Philadelphia?
I have to assume Corn Boy, his catchphrase would be like, it's cobbering time.
Let's just get a pen and paper, and we will find. Yeah,
this.
We'll go. I have nothing but faith in you,
Adol. Nib, let's workshop this. Okay, 9 cats are walking on a tall fence.
Fear the ear? Sorry, I'm sorry.
I promise you, we have to stop thinking about corn stuff. Here's the riddle: 9 cats are walking on a tall fence. One falls, they all die. Why?
Their tails were tied together.
Well, yeah, it was a cat centipede, feline centipede.
Please, a cat king.
It was an electric fence.
Aaron, explain.
I won't, and I can't. Goodbye. Takes
1 point to Gryffindor.
Off the shelf, packs suitcase, leaves, gets on an old timey train.
The bravest girl at school.
No, it was not. It was not an electric fence, Aaron. That is an excellent guess. We have to assume.
One cat falls off the.
9 cats are walking on a tall fence. One falls, they all die. Why?
Because a cat only has 9 lives.
Mm.
That's a really great thing to say.
Don't ask me to back this up.
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about. It's like another. It's
but why
like
would they say 9? Nine's a very specific number in cat language.
9, I think 9 is a very specific number, and I think it's a red herring here. I think it's to throw you off, to make you think 9 lives.
Red herring would be a tabby, yeah. Is it something where it's like the one fell off and like landed on the junkyard dog, and then when he woke up, he like ate them all or something? Is it something like that?
It's I want to, I mean, I want to encourage my friend, and I want him to think he's doing a good job.
Thank you, Daddy.
Like that.
When it says fell off, do they mean
the wagon?
Because I think exactly. We all gravitated towards physically falling off the fence, but it did one. Yeah.
Great question. It is physically falling off the fence. I do love the idea of this alcoholic cat.
There is a screenplay there. I will figure it out later.
Along with the corn
catchphrase. Johnny, are you a cat person or a dog person?
I'm a big time cat person.
Okay.
Yes, finally. Yeah. Another cat so.
Felinally.
A cat?
That's what cat people call each other.
Oh,
cat
so. I haven't been in the culture in a while, so I didn't realize that it changed to cat though.
Yeah, I knew Johnny was a big cat person, so I did read a riddle where 9 cats die at the beginning of a riddle.
One falls off, the other 9. Was there 10 total? There's 9 total.
9 total. There are 9 total. And you know, here's the thing. I think that you have to be a little lenient with your definition of what is a cat. Mm. There are some debates over if this is 1 cat or if this is 9 cats.
Okay, so the other 8 cats were inside this pregnant mommy's belly.
Adult, that is absolutely correct. You've nailed it.
Didn't want to be right on that one.
Yeah, nobody did.
This is a sad story.
This is a really sad story.
I want to see a scene.
No!
Maggie does right. Mama cat is pregnant with 8 kittens, and when she falls off the fence and dies, so did her babies. Super sad, especially because cats are supposed to always land on their feet. And it must have been a really, really tall fence.
Baby, we have a guest. We have a guest here.
I have a cat.
Look, Maggie is from Philadelphia. That's got to be the excuse.
All right.
The way they are there.
Those people threw batteries at their own team.
They broke that bell. They broke that really big bell or whatever. Fuck those guys. Fuck you, Philadelphia.
I want to see a scene. The three of you are little cats inside your pregnant mother's tummy. And the three of you are just kind of like talking big about when you are finally born, all the big things you're going to kind of accomplish and do.
What are you guys going to do when you get out?
I'm going to see my girl. I'm going to finally ask her to marry me.
Damn, Lucky.
Yeah. I didn't know you had a girl back home.
Yeah, I got a girl out there. I can't wait to see her. I can't wait. What about you guys?
Tell us about her, Lucky. Tell us about her.
Oh, man, where to begin?
Legs.
Legs shaped like, what are cat legs shaped like? Like chicken bones. Tail, long as a tail. Fur, soft as fur. And a little kitty nose as cold as ice. You guys are going to love her.
Ooh, Lucky, she sounds great.
Yeah, what are you guys going to do when we finally get out?
I'm going to go back to school.
Wow. What are you going to study?
What are you going to study, Jacko?
I'm going to finally learn how to be a mechanic.
Incredible, Jacko. Your dream. You love cars, Jacko.
Yeah, Jacko. Nothing you like better than... That's why we call you Jacko, because you jack up those cars and you fix them.
Yeah, and when it's cold out and those engines are hot, you know I love to crawl under that hood.
Yeah.
Careful, Jacko, careful. That's how your dad went.
Yeah, well, I ain't nothing like my dad.
Ow, Jacko, let me go.
Leave him alone,
no, you take,
Jacko.
You take
it
back.
Fault.
You take it back.
I takes it back.
All right.
What about you, Dreamer? What do you want to do when you get out of here?
Me? It's stupid. It's nothing. Forget about it.
Tell us.
Okay. I'm going to kill James Corden.
What? Because of the movie he made about us?
Because of the movie he made about us. I think what he did to cats is a travesty, so I'm going to kill that dude.
Why stop at James Corden?
Kill the whole cast.
No. The blame lies solely with Corden.
See.
Corden did what he did.
Commissioner Corden. Can you imagine James Corden as Batman, as the mayor of, commissioner of, what's the...
Gotham City.
Never mind. Guys, never mind.
Adel, how dare you speak such an evil into the universe, because Hollywood is listening and they will cast him as Commissioner
Corden. Adel is waist deep in corn catchphrases. He can't.
I was trying to think of more corn catchphrases while also describing this scenario, and it broke my brain.
Time to pop off.
Go.
Butterbean corn boy.
Butterbean corn.
Okay, well, you all did very well with that very sad, very warm up riddle. So let's move into something I will say probably a little bit difficult, more difficult. And this riddle comes from Nicola. Nicola writes, "Hey there, Adel, JPC, and Aaron." Yeah, maybe. Well, we
just
won't know.
Ignore Johnny there, a little rude, but okay.
Yeah, didn't anything about Johnny? Okay. Nicola writes, "Fuck you, Thomas Edison." so Adel, you might be right. Nicola writes, "When I was little, I was pretty much obsessed with riddles. I'd run around with my favorite puzzle book, challenging everyone in the vicinity to a game of Wit a la The Hobbit. Looking back, I completely understand why my mother sent me to play outside all of the time." Yes. Anyway, their favorite riddles are the ones that you read like poems, and so they have included a couple poem riddles for us to read today.
Oh, I'm sorry. No need. The answers will be an egg, a cloud, and
shadow.
Your shadow.
Oh, Adel, we both said shadow. How about I'm stalking you. Does that work?
Well, we're in the same room. Any literary poem riddle is always an egg, a cloud, or a shadow.
I got a question for you, smart guy.
Uh-huh.
What does being right do for you? Does it stop the fun? Because I can't read the riddles if you're right.
It makes them a smug bug. Nothing's more fun than being a smug bug. You get to say, "I told you so."
Takes off my headphones, turns off my microphone, runs up those steps in Philadelphia, pumps my arms in the air.
Gets
like
punched by a racist. I'm just kidding. Yeah, Philadelphia, you probably have just as many racists as anyone else. It's probably an even, what do we want to say, 20%?
Yeah.
Probably.
80?
Yeah. Okay, so here are a couple. Here's the first of these poem riddles. "I am the chosen weapon of the warrior on high. Knocked with water arrows, I let the volley fly. When the battle's over, should I choose to show my face, I'll linger for a moment, then fade without a trace. What am I?"
Medusa Bridge.
Okay.
Some sort of drawbridge with Medusa's face on it.
Oh, okay, interesting. A drawbridge with Medusa's face on it. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, okay. It's very straightforward.
I had to ask. I'm sorry. I had to.
That was a question? okay, yeah. Would you like to share your work on that one, counselor?
Did it say knocked with arrows?
Knocked with water arrows.
Water
I let the volley fly.
What are water arrows?
Well, it immediately makes me think of Ocarina of Time, where
yes,
you have to
and
take
the water
the
levels. Ugh. Can yeah. I just say, any video game, the water levels are the worst levels. Just creators out there, stop making water levels. I've never had a fun one.
The water level on Ocarina of Time is like our whole show.
Yes. Yeah.
Jolly Roger's Lagoon in Banjo-Tooie is unplayable. If it's not easy to swim in your game, don't have a water level.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
Can I say something about water levels, though?
Sure.
Best music. Very good music.
That is true.
Hold on. Let me think of the... whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Whoop.
Yeah. Little
pretty,
bubbles.
Pretty good.
Bubble,
yeah,
it's called bubble
right.
music.
Right.
And it's amazing.
Yep.
But you also get the stressful sonic music
bubble
when you're drowning.
Oh,
yes.
It's a mixed
Johnny,
bag.
on Bill Butts, Johnny, we did cover Aquatic Mine, the Knuckles
yeah.
song from Sonic Adventure Battle 2, and that is one of the best songs in that soundtrack.
Yeah, that song does rip.
Knuckles raps.
Okay. Let's see.
So knocked with water arrows. So water arrows to me.
I'm thinking ooh, like
water
a fountain.
Arrows. Okay.
Mm. Oh yeah. Think of what water arrows could be. Fountain is good, but I really love the direction that you're going there with thinking about what water arrows could be.
Is it sperm?
Adult?
Is it
no
snow?
If fountain was close, why would it be sperm?
We don't go to the same fountains, I see.
Is it rain?
Okay,
ooh.
Yes. Rain is what they're referring to.
Nice one, Johnny.
With water arrows.
Oh, is it an umbrella?
So, no. So, I am the chosen weapon of the warrior on high. Knocked with water arrows, I let the volley fly. When the battle's over, should I choose to show my face, I'll linger for a moment, then fade without a trace.
A puddle.
Johnny, oof. You're nodding?
Is it a rainbow?
Ooh, Johnny, you have solved the puzzle. It
damn.
Is a rainbow.
Nice one.
Good for you. You show up here once and you fucking get it run away. Fucking.
Also good for me because my theory about the guests' brains working because ours have been broken by riddles so far is Pretty correct.
That
honestly,
was his hypothesis. So let's see.
I want to see a scene. I believe we're all familiar, at least in if nothing else in name only, we're all familiar with Rainbow Bright.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, sort of a cartoon character, or doll or something.
I'm with you,
Aaron. I want you to play your Rainbow Bright's cousin, Rainbow Dark. Just kind of a goth, fucked up version of Rainbow Bright. And you are talking to you're talking to JPC and Johnny about the bad day you're having.
Bad Monday, everybody. Good to see you. Good to see you.
Bad to see you.
Yeah, it's awful
good.
To see you.
I'm glad that it's awful to see me. It's on purpose.
Can you unlock the door? Will you please unlock the door?
Will I unlock the door? Does that sound like me? Let me just go get Rainbow Bright, and she'll make you a fucking cupcake and kiss you on the nose. Is that what you want?
That's not going to get the door open.
And sorry, I forgot to mention, JPC and Johnny, you are I Don't Care Bears.
Nothing that you could say would affect me in any fucking way, so whatever.
I don't think anyone I know likes you.
I had a businessman spit on me today. I did nothing.
On purpose?
He walked back. He said, "You're not going to do anything?" I looked at him blankly, and then he spit again into my mouth.
Okay, cool. Good for you. I'm jealous. That sounds like a great Monday. Fucking fuck you guys.
I'm sorry?
What? Hi.
No, the first thing you said was fucking fuck you guys, and then you said hi, and those two things sound nothing alike.
Does that sound like me?
Sounds like you kind of care.
Do I care?
If I'm being honest.
Oh, it sounds like I care? Not Care Bear? Fuck you and your little rainbow tummy. It's so embarrassing.
Cool. Fuck my tummy. Who gives a shit? We're all going to be dead in 100 years. We live too long.
We've all been saying it.
I'm already
800 years old.
Okay. So
oh, shit.
Guys, fuck. Here comes Rainbow Bright. Hey.
Hey, Rainbow Bright.
Hi.
Hi.
Let me wave my star wand and, oh, look, it's so much brighter in here.
Literally does not matter.
Have a good week. Mm-hmm. God.
Oh, I'm just sitting down.
Oh, God. Rainbow Bright, what's it like being in a book that's only in dentist's offices in the 90s?
Oh, burn. It's great, because everyone knows my name and everyone appreciates my smile.
Whatever, Rainbow Bright.
What are you busted bitches up to?
I was just talking about how much better Cabbage Patch kids are than you. That's what I was just about to launch into.
Huh. Okay, salty cousin.
Anyone born after 1999 is not going to understand what's happening here.
Scene.
In my mind, what is Light Bright? That's different, right?
Oh, yeah.
Light Bright was like a grid. It's like
That's what I'm thinking
of.
Okay.
It's like backlit, and you put a piece of black paper with like a pattern on it, and you shove little lights into it.
I had, my parents like taped the Rainbow Bright movie like off of TV, and I just remember watching that whenever I was sick.
Oh, wow. That's going to only make like a fever worse.
Yeah.
I know.
Johnny, do you remember watching it before you noticed symptoms, or do you remember watching it?
No. No, I lost my taste and smell, and then I just started watching Rainbow Bright.
I don't think I knew there was a movie of it. I thought that it was
I think
just
it was a
book.
Movie.
Let me look it up.
I think there's a movie of everything. Any cartoon character you like, there's 10 movies of it.
I choose to live in a world where Johnny's parents independently financed a Rainbow Bright movie, and then they...
He's going to love it.
You're right. Oh, man.
My parents went bust on Polly Pocket.
Rainbow Bright. Why did you
exist? Live action? Live action on this thing?
Mm-hmm. No, cartoon.
No.
Oh, thank God.
Although,
look, so much hair.
I'll buy
She's more
the,
hair than human.
That's my dream for someone to say that about me. I'll buy the rights to this. I'll do a live-action remake. It'll be gritty, though. It'll be like Christopher Nolan's Batman.
I feel like she had little friends who were like Furbies. They were basically Furbies.
Yeah. I'll get a little photo of them.
I mean, there is no new IP, so if eventually it will become attractive to some streamer to be like, okay, we can make a Rainbow Bright show. It cost us $95,000, and that's it. And then they'll do it.
No new IP. Okay, how about this, JPC? Four turtles. Now, this isn't going where you think.
Okay. Because my brain
mutates into martial artists, but it's not what you think.
Okay.
They're bad at it.
Oh.
Okay. No, that could work.
So it's a lot of like they get in fights and they like tell the guy, they're like, grab me here. No, here. Grab me here. grab me here. And then they're like, I think I'd twist your, it's not.
I'd watch that. That sounds like it's at my speed. Can I read you these Rainbow Bright sidekick names?
Sure.
Oh, sure.
Romeo, Champ, Lucky, Spark, Hammy, Twink, OJ, and IQ.
Twink. OJ and Twink.
IQ. Come on, Juice. Holy get shit. Twink. We got to go.
That's Twink.
Those
I
are
love
incredible.
Him.
Yeah, he is.
I think I want to watch Rainbow Bright now.
I think I want to be.
I guess six scenes in a movie.
Adel, Halloween? You, me, Halloween?
Yes,
Adel.
Please.
All right, all right,
yes,
all right.
Please.
Before we make this podcast into Aaron Googly Rainbow Bright images, let's do this other riddle. This is, again, from Nicola. Observing from the heavens, I watch you as you die. A vicar at his pulpit, I preach patience from the sky. You're God's image in the flesh, all body but no bread. When you return to Father, that's when I get fed. What am I?
Dirt.
Rainbow.
Earth.
Earth. Mother Earth. Rainbow.
It's rainbow.
You guys are working
not.
Together. I knew
it. It is not. It is not rainbow.
Two rainbows.
It's not dirt.
Cloud.
It's not earth. No, no, no.
Three
it is
rainbows.
None of those things.
When you die, I get fed? That's fucked.
It's hey, it is fucked, and if you think about it for long enough, you might come up with
worms.
The answer.
Sarlacc pit.
Wow, interesting.
Worms.
Somebody has been watching the Boba Fett show. It is not worms, no, and it is not the Sarlacc pit.
Okay. When you
is
die,
it your
I get
butt?
Fed.
Is it your
okay,
butt?
Aaron, what if it was my butt?
Then I would be right now, wouldn't I?
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
When you die.
Is it my butt?
Oh no, is it my butt?
Oh god, is that why you had me on?
This submission came from 2018 and they correctly predicted it is Johnny's butt.
Oh, nice.
Is it a coffin?
Observing from the heavens, I watch you as you die. A vicar at his pulpit, I preach patience from the sky. So from
Skyworm.
The heavens, from the sky, yeah. Mm. Skyworm, okay, you're getting closer. Elder Scrolls 4, Skyworm.
Oh, a vulture.
Aaron, yes, this is a music review magazine. This is Vulture. Yes, it is a Vulture. It is.
Yes, it is a Brooklyn vegan.
You're God's image in the flesh, all body but no bread. When you return to Father, that's when I get fed. It is a Vulture. Mm. They feast off of the carcasses of us humans.
They're a carrion.
Not my favorite. I mean, like all God's creatures, blah, 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 but.
Do we know the difference between a vulture and a buzzard?
I don't know. Hair?
That's just what I call you guys.
Yeah, buzzards have hair.
Buzzards.
Buzz cut. Yeah.
Buzzards have like wigs, like
in Robin Hood. Curly,
yeah, like Three Stooges wigs with a little cowlick in the back.
Oh,
Adel, you said carrion, so I want to put a pun in my head, and it's not going to get out until we see a scene.
Am I going to be a vulture in high school when at prom and they dump pig's blood on me?
No, so, okay.
You wish.
Aaron and Johnny, you are both, gun enthusiasts. You told Adel that he should get his concealed carry license. He got a concealed carry license, and he is, showing up for the first time with his concealed carry on.
Knock, 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 knock.
Hey, man,
that's
come in.
Oh. Hey, thanks. Wow, metal door and everything and a sliding little people. This is intense.
We're
you guys are
very
really
cool.
But yeah, this is really
that's
cool
why we
club.
Tell you that secret knock.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hey, I'm hot. Is that the term? I'm hot on the streets.
Oh, you got it?
I got it.
We do all have our licenses, so I don't think we need to whisper.
No,
okay,
it's
okay.
Part of the fun. This is not just about and actually
yeah,
I don't have a license. Who cares, though, right? Mommy?
Oh, you're talking about guns. Anyway, I got my license, but I did have to steal this thing from a fucking zoo.
I've been there. I've done that. Come on in. Show us.
Ow, ow, it's biting me. Okay, here we go. Open up coat. Shows vulture. Here's, I got my carrion.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Concealing carrion.
Fuck, man. What the fuck is that?
Carry on, my wayward son. Come on, it's a vulture. What are we talking about? Where? Show me your vultures.
We maybe have guns, kiss. Man.
What?
Yeah.
To kill the vulture?
No.
Is this a
well,
trick?
Maybe.
To kill
are
anything that
me?
Comes into my house uninvited.
Vampires? I thought you said we're all going to get concealing carrions.
No, we don't.
That's not what we said, and vampires can't come in your house uninvited.
I have kids, man. I don't want anything in my house that could hurt my kids. That's why I have all these guns.
Well, your kids have iPhones. I've seen them. So shame on you. That's poison. It's rotting their brains.
Wait, I feel like your vulture is about to say something.
Oh, no, I'm not going to say anything. Let's just all go inside the house now, yeah?
Wait a minute.
This
Wait
motherfucker's been biting my neck all day long.
No, it's harmless. This is the let's all go in and shut the door and go to sleep.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Garlic.
Not for me, please.
I knew it. It is a vulture.
No.
Same. Like saying the word garlic.
Yeah, vampires can't stand to hear the word garlic uttered.
Can I get the country of origin? G-A-R. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Okay, well, with that, why don't you all practice saying garlic or spelling it, and we will be right back after this brief little break.
Vulture sound.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease.
It makes you pretty funny on a podcast.
That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, let's all see how we did. Okay, I'll go first. G-I-R-L-I-T.
All right, you got it.
So I couldn't do it.
Okay,
I don't think I did it very well.
Pretty good.
I don't think I did it very well.
Okay, I'll go next. G-I-R-L-T-A-L-K, garlic.
Very close. That was way closer than you've gotten so far. That was very close.
Ah, nuts.
G-A-R-T-H-B-R-O-O-K-S.
Garch bruff. Don't know what that means. Very close.
And Chris Gaines.
J-A-R-L-I-T-C-H.
Okay, no spoilers because I haven't seen I'm only four episodes into Boba Fett, okay? So if we start talking about Star Wars.
You've seen the mods.
Four geniuses.
You see, it's a play on word. You know, mods were a subsect in Britain, but these are actually modified. It's too above your pay grade.
It's really hard to go last in the spelling garlic bit. We all did such very good bits.
Wait, garlic bit? Sarlacc pit? There's
Hold
something
on.
There. I don't have the energy, but there's something there.
Popping corn. Okay. This is a riddle.
Good.
Very good. I didn't just pull up an email. This is an email from my boss. Where are you?
Oh, shoot. Can you come into it?
It's been 3 years.
This is an email, and I'll just use their initials. This is from AB. AB says, one of my managers at my job ran a small riddy game, and while most of them were kind of dumb, I thought you might enjoy this one.
I just want to give a huge shout out, for no reason at all, to my good friend, Annette Benning. Wink.
Adel, you are very close. You are very close to this person's name. That you got the first letter of both names correct.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I have cities, but no houses. Forests, but no trees. Water, but no fish. What am I?
My dude, I could say the answer or I could sing it a la Karen O in a little group called the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Okay, none of us get the reference. Go ahead.
Maps.
Not one of their best songs.
That's absolutely their best song.
Well, hold on. Why Control's their best song?
It's also my karaoke song. Why?
It goes Y Control. Yeah, it goes Y Control, Maps, and then Off With Their Head.
Wow.
Can you read
my
it again?
My karaoke's...
Go ahead.
No, it's Maps.
Oh, okay. I was like, if it's not Maps, then I don't know it. I thought you didn't confirm it.
I hadn't confirmed it. I had not confirmed it. Sometimes there's just too many bits for me to get in my little confirmations.
I think that's a new fun game, is anytime someone gets the answer right, another one of us goes, can you read it again?
Well, you didn't say yes, and I was like, well, then I am lost. All right, go ahead.
Aaron is correct. I didn't say yes, and that is a great way to get someone lost. This next one is from... Adel, you're going to flip your shit. This person's initials are AB.
Annette Benning.
It is not Annette Benning. And... they don't say that I can say their name, so I won't say it.
Okay. But... sorry, I sussed it out. I'm going to whisper it. Is it Alfred Bolina?
Who is that?
He cleverly disguised it. He cleverly disguised his name by saying Alfred Bolina. AB says, I'm taking a poetry class right now, and in my huge poetry anthology book, I discovered three riddles from the 10th century translated into modern English from Old English. They're approximately 1,100 years old. This is from 2018, so let's just say 1,104 years old. So take that with a grain.
I wish somebody could translate my Old English into a Miller Lite.
Good.
Very nice. And Old English is cologne, correct?
Yep. So good.
Anyway, take that with a grain of salt. I thought you might enjoy them, so here they are. Riddle number one. These are a little bit longer, so bear with me, okay?
Yes.
Rawr, rawr, salmon, honey, rawr.
Oh, bear with you.
A bear.
Rawr, rawr.
When I say bear with me and people don't do that, I get a little bit upset.
I'm sorry.
So just so you know about me, when I say bear with me, I'm going to need you to go rawr, rawr,
JPC,
salmon, honey.
JPC, moving forward, I know that now, and I'm glad that I can take better care of you as your friend. Great.
Yeah.
Can we support you? Can you say that again?
Sure, absolutely. These are going to be a little bit longer, so bear with me.
Raw, 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 raw. Raw, 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 raw.
Meow.
You're a dick. Interesting. He just told us to be a bear, and you
were a cat. I like that bear. Who's the new bear?
That is a vampire.
All right, here we go. I am a lonely being scared. I'm sorry. That is not scared. That is scarred. I am a lonely being scarred by swords, wounded by iron, sated with battle deeds, wearied by blades, often I witness war, perilous fight, nor hope for consolation, that any help may rescue me from strife, before I perish among fighting men. But hammered swords, hard-edged and grimly sharp, batter me, and the handwork of the smith bites in the castles. I must ever wait a contest yet more cruel.
I could never in any habitation find the sort of doctor who could heal my wounds with herbs, but cuts from swords ever increase on me through deadly contest both by day and night.
Anvil?
That's a good guess.
That anvil is a good guess. That is incorrect. It is not an anvil. But yeah, I mean, they said the thing about blacksmith. They said hammered swords, hard-edged and grimly sharp.
I do want to, just because I truly thought it was anvil, I do want to revisit, I believe this is a really fun scene from before. Hopefully I'm right. JPC, you are Wile E. Coyote.
Okay.
Aaron, you are the Roadrunner. And JPC, you just had an anvil drop on your head because you jumped on a teeter-totter or seesaw, and it flew up in the air and hit you, and the Roadrunner has stopped to kind of admire her work, and you've had enough.
Oh, shit, are you okay?
No!
No?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, good. You are.
I think you broke my fucking xiphoid process.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm flat as a pancake.
Don't be. Don't have to fucking imitate my voice. That's not nice. You know what this is. You know where we are. You know who this is.
Yeah, I know what it is. I know what you are. I know where we are. And I tried to kill you. But what you did in the Geneva Conventions is torture.
Okay.
This is torture.
Well, I look to my left. I look to my right. Do I see the Geneva Convention anywhere?
Fuck you.
Oh, I'm looking
you
around for the Geneva.
Them.
I don't
it's
seem to.
It's agreed upon.
That's
it's
so
agreed
weird.
Upon thing.
I don't see
you know
it.
What I was going to do if I caught you? I'd eat you.
Oh, you would?
I'd kill you and I'd eat you.
Wow. I'm not too worried about it. You're never going to catch me.
Well, okay. Okay, fine. Yeah, why? Because I got crushed into a fucking pancake?
Yeah. You don't have to.
And
skills.
I'm basically dead?
Mm-hmm.
But God won't let me die?
Do you know that my dad is an anvil salesman? And he owns all the anvils in this part of the world? So I'm rich in anvils.
We cut to Zurich, Switzerland.
Please, the two of you are before us. The convention has been moved from Geneva to Zurich. You are on trial for crimes against
me. Anvil falls on that man.
No! Oh, that guy blew up. He's not a cartoon.
Okay, well, good thing he was just the court stenographer, and I'm the judge.
Mouthy for the stenographer.
And I know, so you really did us a favor. And thank you for coming here to Zurich again.
Devil Anvil.
Wow, you obliterated that stenographer. That stenographer is way dead.
Okay, the one was enough.
Oh my
you just
God.
Broke your other anvil.
I've never seen an anvil drop on an anvil before.
Triple anvil. Anvil, 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 anvil.
Okay, so can we do this with 9 jurors or do we need the full 12? Because...
Scene.
Roadrunner's a killer.
We did that before, right? I feel like 40 episodes ago, you guys were Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote.
And I love your memory, and I love mm-hmm. that you held on to that. I vaguely remember it, so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I love your memory, Adel, which is why I'm so glad to not have to read this riddle again. Let's do guesses.
So this is what happens sometimes, where you will have
yes.
an... Oh, excuse me. You have an answer in your head, and then it's a really long riddle. And if you get to the end and you're wrong, you're fucked because you weren't following the thread mm-hmm. of the answer. Because I was thinking like rock or stone.
Okay, rock or stone. Both are incorrect.
I know, and that's why I'm. Fucked.
Is it?
I fell in
is
love
it
with
a
you. Rock
a shield.
John. Ooh, that's a great one.
It is a shield.
Woo!
Yeah. It is a shield. It's scarred by swords. It keeps getting battered and hammered by, it's a shield. It's definitely just a shield.
Okay.
I'm really happy for you. I think you've gotten three, right? Four? Rainbow?
There's no way to know.
Shield? You're right. We'll never know.
Unfortunately,
sure.
We can't know for sure, and we never will. There are two more riddles, so keep in mind, Aaron, always throw that first guess out because it's always going to be wrong, except if it's Johnny, then it's usually right. This one's a little shorter, but still, please bear with me.
Has there ever been a knight?
Meow.
What the fuck?
Has there
what
ever been
the
a knight?
Fuck.
Has there ever been a knight that just had two shields?
Huh.
Would that be like a cool thing?
I think he would be very nervous. He'd be like, well, I hope, oh, God.
He just has to wait till the other guy gets so tuckered out from swinging.
Bang, 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 bang.
The other night.
Walk.
Yeah, he has to hope.
Please wear out, please wear out, please wear out.
Gets tuckered out like a toddler and needs to take a nap. Just like.
Oh, poor guy had a big day.
Oops, all shields.
If I'm on the battlefield and I see the knight with two shields, I'm like, dibs. Because I know that's the one knight who's not killing me.
Yeah.
I might not kill him, but we might be able to, like, 2 or 3 hours into the battle, be like, we're good, right? We good? You go back to France, I go back to England, we good?
Beware the knight with two shields. He will tucker you out. You'll be exhausted.
I've heard tale of you. Bedtime tale.
And then what happens? And then he
another
just
block?
Leaves. Yeah. He can't win. So he
swing
just
a box,
leaves.
He's tired
box,
too. Oh, brother.
His poor arms, they're covered in bruises.
And then whoever's attacking the knight with two shields slowly realizes it's just like an armament. Like, it's just a stand with two shields
oh,
on
yeah.
it. Like, there's no guy back here. It's just two shields on the wall.
I guess I got some good practice in.
Yeah, you've been fighting the wall. What did you think, that guy was impossibly thin? Okay. This one is a little shorter. It's still pretty long, okay? My dress is silent when I tread the ground, or stay at home, or stir upon the waters. Sometimes my trappings and the lofty air raise me above the dwelling place of men. And then the power of clouds carries me far above the people, and my ornaments loudly resound, send forth a melody and clearly sing, when I am not in touch with earth or water, but a flying spirit.
Some sort of fucking bird, some sort of like a stork or something.
Adel, you are very close.
Peacock.
With some sort of fucking bird. Now think
Swan.
About it. What,
peacock,
what
crane.
Birds did we have a thousand years ago?
Pigeon.
Oh, dinosaurs, dinosaurs!
Yes, I forgot.
Flamingos and top hats?
No, Aaron, would you like to say that, your answer?
Swan.
It is a swan. Mm.
But can we circle back to flamingos and top hats? Because I feel like there's another movie there.
I'm not going to play Monopoly right now. That game takes an hour and nobody wins.
Well, we all win if we get a little closer and have some fun and learn the value of money. We learn the value of money if we play Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
And how the stork market works.
Mm-hmm. and what neighborhoods to build buildings in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one is going to be the shortest of the three, so bear with me.
Rawr, 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 rawr.
Rawr! Rawr!
Yeah.
Rawr!
Okay. I'm slowly, it's like a 50-50 with you guys. Will I get what I want? Will I get what I need?
I have the memory of a goldfish, so I have to wait for Adel to do it. And then I remember
gotcha.
To do it.
Gotcha. Okay. This is riddle three. A moth ate words, a marvelous event. I thought it when I heard about that wonder. A worm had swallowed some man's lay. A thief in darkness had consumed the mighty saying with its foundation firm. The thief was not one whit the wiser when he ate those words.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. I was thinking I have the memory of a goldfish. Man, I miss my dead fish parents.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I like that a lot. I think the answer is book.
You think the answer is book? That is close, but it is not correct.
No. Oh, cookbook.
Johnny? Help us out.
Take us home.
I'll be honest. These ones, I'm too stupid for these ones, and I didn't even know that you got to the question part yet. It just sounded like you said a lot of words.
Yeah, so I think, Aaron, you glommed onto the very first thing, which is, a moth ate words, a marvelous event. I thought it when I heard about that wonder. A worm had swallowed some man's lay. A thief in darkness had consumed the mighty saying with its foundation firm. The Woof. Thief was not one whit the wiser when he ate those words.
And this is translated?
This is Transylvanian.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Don't invite it in.
Old English is like barely English. It's like, what a fly, what a fast, what a thing, find it, what a thing, what a fourth. So this
God
is
way behind because he was looking to make a deal.
Down, down, down.
Johnny, rosin up your bow. Was book close?
Book is part of the answer.
It's
the,
part
the
of
word,
it.
The word book is part
dictionary.
Of this answer.
Bookshelf.
The book. Good book, the Holy Bible.
Yes, a good book.
The Bible.
I said the word book is part of this answer, and Aaron said dictionary.
Well, isn't that the book?
Yeah, where do you think you're going to find out what the definition of book is?
The word book. The word book is in this answer.
Bookmaker,
bookworm.
Bookmaker, make me.
It is bookworm. Yes. This is a worm that eats a book. And that dumbass worm.
Worm is in the riddle. Worm was in the riddle.
Yeah, that
Groove is in the heart.
Worm's in the riddle.
Oh, I want to see a scene.
Oh, please, Aaron.
Okay, so Johnny, you are a bookworm. You're a literal worm, and you're on a date with JPC, and you're just being super pretentious because you have a really pretentious taste in books.
Oh, they have Rainbow Bright here. I'd love to, like an aperitif, like an appetizer, if we wanted to order like a Rainbow Bright. They're like 10 pages.
I'm only familiar with the movie Rainbow Bright.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, did you like the movie?
I don't really watch movies or eat them. Whatever makes sense in the fiction.
Okay. Sorry, sir. I heard you say rainbow. I heard you from the bar, so I brought you a tall drink of Gravity's Rainbow. Thomas Pynchon. It's a vintage Thomas Pynchon.
Oh, and you work here, or you're a? This is just
my buddy. We happen to be here at the same time.
Oh, okay. What could I get you? Would you like a Vonnegut or Foster Wallace? What can I get you?
Oh,
again, he doesn't work here. He's just a guy, but he'll get you the drink.
You're gonna get me a drink. Honestly, I'm overwhelmed with this menu. I feel like I'm kind of way over my head. Half of these things are in French.
If we're sticking with rainbows, I think he could really do with a rainbow fish. That's more his speed.
Yeah, so I understand.
Okay, hold on. I've been to restaurants before. I don't need to eat like Hop and Pop tonight or whatever. It's don't order me green eggs and ham. I could do an adult drink. give me an Animorphs 106. What?
Oh, sorry. I just thought of my favorite candy bar. It's a Snicker, which is why I did what I did. I'll be right back.
No. Hold on. Let me get. No, I don't. Of course, that's a little kid drink. I don't want that. You know, give me. You know what? I'll have a Catcher in the Rye.
Oh, that's much better. Yes.
Oh wait, is that whiskey? Hold on. How original. I can't do rye. Okay. God, I don't know. Can I have? What about you? Said you have a Vonnegut.
Yes.
Can I get? Does Vonnegut have like short stories?
Sure.
What's it? Crazy Monkey House. What's that?
Excuse me.
I think you're thinking of the Dandy Warhols.
The table of ladies over there just sent over this James Joyce for you. I hope you like characters who are stuck in their circumstances.
Oh wow!
This is the best thing about these is that when you finish it, you start it over again.
That's so bold to send those table of ladies to send a book over
when we're on
a
date.
We knew what we were doing. Yoo-hoo!
I think they're just trying to sow discord. Honestly,
oh, and they're drinking yoo-hoo.
Well, they should be drinking books.
I was so in over
Gross.
My head in that. We all were. I don't think we've ever read a book based on what
I can't read.
Well, I know. Dude, now I know that.
Having to come up with a book I've read on the spot, I've read that Vonnegut short stories one, and it's a bath at a monkey house. It's something like that. Okay, here's the last riddle for today. This one comes from Brandon. Brandon writes, that's Brandon with a B. Brandon writes, what has no sides or an infinite number of sides?
Switzerland.
And though, what's that?
Switzerland.
What has no sides or an infinite number of sides? And though it can be easily perceived, it can never be truly created. Wow.
No sides or an infinite number of sides.
Yes.
Is it both at the same time or it's one or the other?
Both at the same time, I would say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Victoria Filet at Outback Steakhouse.
There you go. Yes.
Or this steak comes with an infinite number of swords.
No, I like none, please.
You
can't
call that
none.
A side?
No, that's a knife.
you call that a knife?
We call that a kniffy. No sides or an infinite number of sides. And what was the second part to it?
It can be easily perceived. It can never be truly created. Though it can be easily perceived, it can never be truly created. This one's heady.
An argument?
Ooh,
that's a great answer.
That is a very, very good answer to this riddle. But no, it is not an argument. It is...
Origami?
Origami is closer, but it is not origami.
Origami is closer than an argument. Sounds like a Leonard Cohen lyric.
That's my favorite Vonnegut book. Origami is closer technically.
In terms of the the spelling or sound of the word, or in terms of like the actual
floating orb.
I think in terms of the actual object. Aaron, I love floating orb because if it was just an orb on the ground, you'd be like, no, it's got a sign. I can see it right there. But if it's floating, no, it is not a floating orb.
The future.
Is it like a prism or like a, what are those, kaleidoscope or something?
Getting closer. I mean, yeah, like prism, but it's not a kaleidoscope. No, that's a really good guess too, because that kind of like one side, infinite number of sides. Interesting.
Is it like like a plane, but like in math where everything would be?
Nice.
Yes, it's kind of like that. That's very, very close. We're very close.
Is it the thing that's like the spiral inward that occurs in nature everywhere? What is that? Fibonacci?
Fractal?
Okay, enough of your little conspiracy theories about the spiral that you could see and no one else can.
The spiral staircase that went up to the book depository, you know, that occurred in nature.
It's on all the dollar bills, and that's just the beginning.
You know the thing that it was the last thing your dad ever said to you? He said, find it. You must find the fractal.
You know the thing, Kurt Russell. Come on, you know the thing.
He gave you the pouch with the gym. It became your life. You met the beautiful exotic woman. You had to save her.
Boy, oh boy. Give us a little hint, Daddy.
So with math class or like geometry class, I think you were with like talking about a plane, that was where you were the closest.
Is it like a graph or a grid or something?
I think you're so close to it that I might as well just give it to you because I truly believe that Johnny's plain answer was probably the best.
Like a
piece
of paper. How specific is it? Is it going to be like...
It's pretty specific in that... What'd you say, Aaron?
Euclidean?
It's something that you would put on a piece of paper.
Ink.
I think definitely... What's that?
Ink.
A pen.
Pen.
No.
A drawing.
A drawing?
It's a drawing of something.
Circle.
It's a specific thing that is drawn on a... It's could be... I guess it could be a circle. Yes, it could be a circle drawn on a paper, which would be a...
drawing.
Pie chart.
Two-dimensional...
Yes! Yes, it is that. It is a two-dimensional shape. Because if you try to create one, whether it be on a screen or on a paper, the shape will have some level of depth and can therefore be three-dimensional. So you can never really create a two-dimensional shape because as soon as you do, it'll be three-dimensional. And it has no sides or an infinite number of sides.
I will say I discovered, this is years and years ago, I discovered like my junior high notebooks, my Meads. And so many pages are just covered in the, when you draw one square and then another square slightly behind it and then connect it with the angles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So it becomes like, I was obsessed with just doodling that over and over.
You ever do that, but with the cool S?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh yeah. 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 You shade in the certain.
But
yeah,
you can,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, you can make a, yeah.
Yeah,
no internet then. We had to take cool lessons.
Yeah, what were we going to do? Sit in class and fucking learn?
No.
No. No, 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 no,
we had the internet in my day. It was called Doodles.
Grandpa's the internet. Go get me a Switch.
Trapper keepers.
You guys absolutely nailed it. That was a hard one. Brandon says, hope you like it. Or alternatively, I hope the people guessing it hate it and the person reading it gets pleasure out of it. Well, Brandon, you didn't know that I'd be reading it, but you knew me all too well.
Brandon sounds like
so
a real pervert.
Pleasure.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you for saying it.
You sound like my type of person, Brandon, a real pervert. So if you're out there and you're still listening, you get two thumbs up from this pervert, which brings us to my favorite part of the show, and that's the part of the show where we plug the shit that we got going on. And so we'll give the guest the honored spot of going last so they can truly just think about all their plugs. And I'll go to you first. Adel, what is it that you would like to plug?
I was recently a guest on a wonderful podcast called Finding Favorites. I was talking about Chicago restaurants and food and a bunch of other stuff. So please check out that podcast, Finding Favorites. And also check out the Hello from the Magic Tavern Patreon, please. I believe all of our Hey Tavern episodes are either on there now or will be on there fairly soon.
My favorite thing we ever recorded.
Can't wait for that
for
residual
real.
Check. Aaron, anything to plug?
Follow Sitcom D&D on Twitter and Instagram. And then also I'd like to plug going to Target and going to the frozen section and getting frozen donuts and then put them in your refrigerator and then have one donut every day. It's making my life a little better. I'm having a donut a day. It's very peaceful.
A cold donut?
Yeah, well, so I don't know why they're in the freezer section. I get the gluten-free donuts from the freezer section, and then I put them in my refrigerator, and they're cold, and it tastes so good cold, and I didn't know, and no one told me. And so now I'm telling people because no one told me.
Oh.
Okay.
Because no one told you.
I'm breaking the cycle. I'm bringing
people
joy.
You're breaking the
cycle. Yes.
JBC, any crazy shit you want to blurt?
Hey, my thing was meaningful.
No, I was
talking
about
mine. Have a donut
mine.
Every day, Adel. Fuck you, have a donut every day. I'm mad at you right now, and I still want you to have the pleasures of a donut a day. Fucking
well,
fuck
you can
you,
call
man.
Me...
just one donut a day.
You can call Sarah me a mall cop yeah. because I'm about to Paul blurt this out. You can follow me at twitch.tv/sharkbarkman, and that's where you can find me streaming video games over at Twitch. Johnny, you're the guest of honor. Anything that you would like to plug?
JARLITCH. Garlic. I would love
he got it.
To plug my show that I do with JPC called Bill Buds. We talk about pop music. Adel and Aaron have both been on.
I loved going.
We'd love to get you back.
Blast. And I hope to come back on for Phil Buds, which is the three of us talking about Phil Collins. Double Jeopardy.
I'm on a podcast called Dilettante Ball where I read Wikipedia articles with my friend. I'm on a podcast called Campaign where I play the Genesis role playing game with my enemies. And
Genesis, Phil Collins, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we double.
And if you rewind this episode, I'm on Hey Riddle Riddle.
Oh, nice.
This week.
I'll check that out.
Congratulations.
And we will put links to all of those donuts in the show notes.
Thank you.
So if anyone wants to check out Johnny's other donuts, you can put those in the freezer, move them.
I'll tell
to
you
the
what. You get Uncrustables are in the freezer section.
Ooh.
You eat those.
Ooh,
you eat those bad boys frozen.
Adel, you like that, but not my donut idea? I fucking fuck this place. Jupiter.
Well,
whatever, fuck you guys. Whatever, fuck you guys. A donut a day. I'm trying to make your lives a little better, a little sunnier. Have a donut a day.
Bye forever. Casey, don't need to be editing. Every parent in the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navarez.
Hey there, Zacks and Braffs. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's our thrilling conclusion to the Hey Riddle Station Space Saga. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month and ad-free episodes at the Review Crew tier. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.